This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr holding a news conference in Washington at this hour discussing the release later this morning of the Mueller report on the Russia investigation. Barr discussing the roughly 400-page report that's to be made public at 11 a.m. Eastern.
But again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking.
Afraid he'll spin some of the facts before the public reads them, Democrats say Barr shouldn't be holding a news conference in advance of the report's release and should let the report speak for itself. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
A New Jersey man in custody after allegedly trying to walk into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City last night with two cans of gasoline. Security spotted the 37-year-old man heading into the Midtown Church, and they were able to stop him, and then New York police officers made the arrest. Authorities say they believe he's emotionally disturbed, the incident coming just a few days after the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught fire. Passover, the Jewish Festival of Freedom, starts at sundown tomorrow. It's an 8-day holiday celebrating the emancipation of the Jews from slavery in ancient Egypt. Passover is the most widely observed Jewish holiday. President Trump won't be the only speaker at the NRA convention in Indianapolis later this month. He's now set to be joined by Vice President Mike Pence, who formerly served as governor of the Hoosier State. They'll both speak at the convention, which is taking place on April 26th through the 28th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton had a message yesterday for socialist nations, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is taking more measures to crack down on the political regimes in Cuba and Venezuela, announcing new sanctions as well as announcing a new policy that allows lawsuits against foreign entities that are operating on properties that were seized during the Cuban Revolution. National Security Advisor John Bolton outlines the new policies that are intended to hurt the Three Stooges of socialism, as he calls it.
As the president said in February, the twilight hour of socialism has arrived in our hemisphere. The troika of tyranny, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, is beginning to crumble.
Over two dozen wounded warriors will be at the White House later today being honored by President Trump. The veterans taking part in the Wounded Warrior Project's D.C. Soldier Ride, an annual event held since 2008. And millions of Americans are taking shelter again today as more severe weather is expected in parts of the East, South, and Midwest. A chance of thunderstorms and tornadoes threatening at least two dozen states. The risk of severe storms and the chance of tornadoes extending from southern Illinois and western Kentucky to the coasts of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And later today, they'll push into Alabama, Florida, and the Atlanta metro area. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, so many things to knock us off track. Now that the Mueller report is being released, no collusion, maybe we can do with another shiny object what happens to do with climate change, global warming. The author of Inconvenient Facts, Gregory Wrightstone, joins us. Gregory is a geologist with more than 35 years of experience, so he knows what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Greg, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be back home with you. Got a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Well, the body politic, I mean, we can count on that. I mean, the heads are exploding right now from those on the left that for them, it like this reopens the wound that refuses to be healed by the Democrats, and that is that Donald Trump, you know, was elected president. And this just doesn't go along with anything that they want to believe about this country. I mean, they come out and they tell you that most of America believes in things that are antithetical to what President Trump is presenting and supported. But yet, you know, lest they forget, 63 million people voted for him. And for the most part, they continue to applaud and support this president. But they're in absolute denial, and so here they are, you know, once again, just like they've bought into, you know, this climate change deal, that they continue to rewrite history, and they say, look, we're going to make this right somehow, right?
Oh, exactly. And we might forget, a lot of people forget, one of the greatest accomplishments of Donald Trump, and there have been many, he got us out of the Paris Climate Accord. This Paris Climate Accord would have enacted and imposed carbon tax. It would have been economically crippling for the United States, imposed regulations on businesses. It would have been horrific for our economy. And he had the strength of character to pull us out of there. He was criticized mercilessly for doing that. But now many other countries are coming around to that same conclusion. And so he's this Paris Climate Accord, the Green New Deal, supposed carbon taxes that are supposedly now being pushed by so-called conservatives. They're calling it a free market solution. These would all be economically crippling to the United States. And why in the world would we self-impose such things as the Paris Climate Accord? And I said, he got us out of. Only we would do it if we're on the edge of this precipice, ready to plunge into one climate calamity and apocalypse after another. And as you know, we've talked many times before, I see an Earth that's thriving and prospering and humanity's benefiting, and it's because of climate change. It's because of rising temperatures and increasing CO2 is leading to prosperity the likes of the world's never seen before. I mean, if we look in the rearview mirror historically, What have we seen? Benefits, prosperity. It was Scos in the author
right.
wrote 5,000 year leap. He talked about a 5,000 years of advance is squeezed into the last 150 years. And all the while, and I argue that part of that's due to this warming trend we're in. If we were still mired in the temperatures of the Little Ice Age, I'm not sure we'd be where we were today. I'm pretty sure we wouldn't.
Well, the West wouldn't be in existence, would it?
Well,
I mean, Western civilization as we know it. Well,
not
when you look,
enough,
when you look at it,
you know, we've talked
yeah.
the Little Ice Age. This goes back to the 16th, 17th century. It was a horrible time for the Earth and humanity. As much as a third of the population of Earth perished, and we just they just could not grow crops, and technology can't resist
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing. I guess you can out of any scenario, you can write your own story, but. You know, what the people on the left are unnerved about is that we're not buying wholesale into their narrative because there's no empirical evidence to back it up. You know, Al Gore, you know, came out with this, you know, this movie that he gets awarded for and stuff. And it's just like, wait a minute. I mean, what an embarrassment, you know, for the Oscars and other agencies that have supported this. When you go, you know, look at by now, weren't we supposed to be 20 feet underwater right now?
Yeah, well, we can look past. But I'm writing a commentary right now, looking back at all these predictions that have been just so wrong. And the one I like is the UN climate panel. It predicted in 2005 that there'd be 50 million climate refugees by 2010. And they identified these islands that were most at risk. Well, if we look at the population of these islands, it's exploded. People are moving to those islands. They're not fleeing them. The
right.
population's been growing. And in 2015, the same UN panel made the same prediction of 50 million climate refugees by 2020. Well, we're almost to 2020. And I don't think there's going to be, I don't know about you, but I don't think there'll be 50 million climate refugees.
No, there doesn't seem to be an indication of that, but if you listen to Ocasio-Cortez and others that are claiming all kinds of gloom and doom, pushing this Green New Deal, again, it loses veracity because where is the evidence to back this up?
Yeah, well, I've got a couple of new commentaries that were just, I've got one being published today. But the first one I had a couple of days ago was on Ocasio-Cortez. I said she needs a history lesson because she's saying all this. But if we actually take a look at history, history tells us that warming trends like we're in have always been hugely beneficial. Humanity thrived. Crops were plentiful. Technology grew up. Great empires arose. We've talked about this in the past, and it's the cold periods that they're talking about that are horrific. The other commentary that will be published today I've got is on Amazon. Last week they announced that 4,500 Amazon employees had signed a letter demanding that the company take a stronger stand on climate change. Well, I looked at it. Well, there's 613,300 employees. 4,500 employees would represent 0.5% of the entire workforce. So the title of my argument was, commentary was, a consensus of Amazon employees refused to embrace climate change initiative. Because we had 99.5% of the employees did not sign it. I don't think some guy working or gal working in Kuala Lumpur or Mumbai is going to embrace paying higher energy prices, and likely in a lot of these places, their mothers or grandmothers are still cooking over dried dung back in their village.
Yes,
instead of
exactly.
being
provided. Yeah, and the fuel, and like you said, already in this country, our economy has given us kind of an hourglass economy. where the middle class is getting decimated. And as you said, with the Paris Accords, climate accords, the impact that it would have had on middle, whatever remaining middle class of America we have, and poor people, would have been absolutely devastating, just like this proposal that Democrats are offering. Oh, let's do something about infrastructure, and what we're going to do is add a gasoline tax, because it's working so well in California, I guess. Gregory Wrightstone is with us. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, you're moment and your time for a comeback. It's going to be based on the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And as Gregory Wrightstone presented to us just a moment ago, you know, the lies continue to creep in to the body politic and to the narrative. And this is why critical thinking needs to be embraced once again. Do not, regardless, I don't care whatever source, even this radio show, do not take the information blindly. You've got to do your own homework yourself. I tell you, I am blessed in many ways, and some might call it a curse, Gregory, is that, you know, in doing a show of this nature, people go, well, you're on 3 hours a day, you know, is that all you do? And I go, no, you don't understand. 3 hours a day, with that 3 hours comes 6 hours of research and, you know, follow up with guests and book reading and all this sort of thing. So it's, you know, it equates to about 9 hours a day of commitment. I don't expect all our listeners to commit 9 hours a day. I've even asked that, why don't you commit just 5 minutes a day to the Constitutional Republic and be an activated citizen? I mean, this country is about we the people. And as we the people have abandoned their rightful authority position, we have left our country and our republic quite vulnerable. And this is why we're being attacked in so many angles right now, whether we're talking about immigration, you know, climate change, powers of our government that have acted inappropriately and have put our republic at risk. But if we're not activated and we're not staying on top of things, this is what happens. The elites are happy to take over, and they'll run us right into the ditch. They've got us already in debt at $22 trillion, and, you know, they're not happy with that, Gregory. They 22 trillion, 30 trillion, 40 trillion, it's okay with them.
Yeah, yeah. And this Green New Deal will just be even worse. It's incredible.
Oh.
But if we look, a lot of what we haven't talked about, and your listeners may not realize, that it's the energy and environment component of this Green New Deal is only, now there's air hook quotes around only, is only estimated to cost $6 to $8 trillion over the first 10 years. And it's only because the rest of it, which might be $80 to $90 trillion, are the social engineering aspects of the Green New Deal that are proposed. That's providing affordable housing to all, full employment in the United States, providing jobs for all at a living wage, along with the associated benefits that everyone would expect from a job. And things like that, and guaranteed food security, whatever that means for the United States. But this is the Green New Deal's really, it's a Marxist manifesto masquerading as environmental policy. And it's your listeners shake their head that anyone would sign on to this. We see many, many of the Democrats embracing this Green New Deal, and it's crazy.
Well, you know, and I thought it was interesting, you know, the other day, and I'm not sure everybody caught this, you know, when Bernie Sanders was pushed in that town hall meeting with Martha McCallum and Bret Baier, when they kept pushing him, saying, okay, how are we going to pay for that? How are we going to pay for this? And he mumbled something like, well, taxes. Well, you know, no kidding. But you know, to what point? I mean, we're not talking, you know, let's add 5%. On one hand, he's saying, you know, rich people aren't paying their fair share. Well, what is their fair share? Well, you know, he couldn't come up with a number about his fair share. And it's just, this is what's so absurd, is that on the surface, oh yeah, free this, free that. Well, it's not free. I mean, you can't even, in terms of marketing and advertising, Gregory, you can't say something is free unless it's legitimate. Free, but yet politicians are allowed to talk about free tuition and free health care when there's no such thing. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, how can we not say free in an advertising situation? Because I was involved with a company one time, and we were told that this particular deal was free, and we advertised it as such. But the fact of the matter is that in order for people to access the benefit, they had to give a deposit, And guess what? The legal community pounced all over that, and this advertiser got in a lot of trouble because it wasn't free. They, you know, even though the money that they deposited came back to them, they said no, there was still consideration there. So, you know, in this case, if you want free tuition, the consideration is you're going to get taxed up the yin-yang. And because that's the only way you can pay for it, because, yes, we still have to pay for this stuff, Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. But you might – I think that the taxation scheme of this, the taxation part of this, won't be direct income tax increases, but rather indirect in taxes that will be imposed on energy costs. That's the most likely component of how we pay for all this, because we've got right now – there are 13 northeastern states, and I'm calling you from Pennsylvania today and talking from Pennsylvania, which is one of these that have embraced this transportation initiative. And the discussion all of these states have until November of this year to get back, not so much on how they're going to impose the taxation scheme. They're going to raise taxes on gasoline and diesel and try and convert, move everybody to electric or coal-fired cars. The big discussion is, what are we going to do with all this money? How do we distribute it? Who gets it? It's going to be a huge pot of money if we go to this cap and trade scheme. And this is, again, it's 13 northeastern states, but it's coming soon to a state near you. And if you don't believe that, then you've got your head in the sand. And
exactly.
So it'll be this increase in energy costs for everybody is how they're going to fund these crazy ideas.
Well, in those states that are embracing that, get ready. U-Haul is going to start moving their trucks over there, maybe redirect some of the movement. Maybe they've gotten to the point in California, because California is like the number one state for U-Haul activity. One-way exits out of the state, not into, because yeah, of, you know, the radical policies that they've embraced.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I've been empowered. I've just been lifted up by I testified before the Pennsylvania House Environmental Committee last month. I had an hour-long committee hearing. I'm going testifying May 1st, which is appropriate. It's Earth Day, or soon after Earth Day. May Day, I guess it is. But I'll be testifying before the Pennsylvania Senate concerning a new renewable plans for our state. And I'd like to be going in front of other states if they need an expert to testify. So it's, you know, we're able to get the word out, and it's going to be interesting, because what they're doing, my portion of this, is that they're saying we need to do this renewable because of this calamity, that calamity, this catastrophe. They're claiming increased flooding, increasing precipitation, but if we actually look at the data doesn't support that at all.
Yes, and you sent that report to me, Gregory, and you and I have discussed this before. Again, we've got to get it out of the perception and into reality, because this being the information age, and I think people are still catching up with the idea that we're bombarded with information unlike we were, you know, two decades ago. And so the general impression leads you to believe something that is not necessarily so, only because by condition and by perception, you know, we kind of believe the scenario. And of course, we get false reporting, just like we had talked about before, about the CNN report and others that come in. They've got their own agenda, and they're going to present a headline, just like, you know, like with Amazon, you know, talking about that, you know, here it is, this is a, you know, a consensus of even Amazon employees get it. And then you break it down, you go, it's not even 1% of the employees that are behind this.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's we got to fight the good fight, and I'm very actually optimistic of where this country's heading. I travel around the country, and I tell you what, there's a thirst for people for great information, and that's
exactly
why my book has exploded. We reached number one bestseller on 5 different categories on Amazon recently. So,
well, we got to get your app back on the iPhone system. We have got to get that back on. Any progress on that? We only got about 10 seconds. I'm sorry, Gregory.
We're working on it. I'm not entirely hopeful.
Okay. I want to be hopeful. Thank you. Gregory Wrightstone on Bill Martinez.
This
Live.
Report
Thank
is
you.
Brought to you by Bank of America. The new Bank of America Business Advantage Cash Rewards credit card makes maximizing rewards easy for entrepreneurs. Cardholders can decide how they earn 3% cash back each month, choosing from six popular spending categories, from gas stations to office supply stores and consulting services. Kevin Condon, Bank of America.
Running a small business often means doing many jobs in one. Flexibility is key, so we're excited to put our small business cardholders in charge of how they can earn cash back each month. They now have the power to maximize their rewards to match their changing business priorities. And our Business Advantage Relationship Rewards members earn even more. They get a credit card rewards bonus that can boost the earnings in their choice category to up to 5.25%.
Cardholders can change their cashback choice category once every month in their mobile banking app or through online banking. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr holding a news conference in Washington at this hour discussing the release later this morning of the Mueller report on the Russia investigation. Barr discussing the roughly 400-page report that's to be made public at 11 a.m. Eastern.
But again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking.
Afraid he'll spin some of the facts before the public reads them, Democrats say Barr shouldn't be holding a news conference in advance of the report's release and should let the report speak for itself. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world.
Y'all, most of you already know, today is the day that Breakthrough is released in theaters all around the country. Now, listen, I'm competitive for the kingdom. Hollywood is projecting that this horror film called The Curse of Leona is going to be number one at the box office. This movie is about a ghost named Yelena, and they use mysticism to defeat the ghost. Is this Holy Week or Horror Week? Breakthrough is a movie about a mother who prays her son back to life by using the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's a true story. Would you do me a favor? Let's send Hollywood another message that we can no longer underestimate the power of these true films that put God on display. I need you to let everybody know. I need you to take your church, your family. Let's Breakthrough at the box office, and the breakthrough starts today. There's also an article in the Hollywood Reporter that says that the Disney-Fox merger, which was a $71 billion merger, starts with Breakthrough. Let's send a message to Mickey about what we can do with films like this.
That's our good friend Devon Franklin with his announcement. He tweeted that out to us yesterday. I wanted to share that with you. Devon, the award-winning film and TV producer, New York Times best-selling author, international speaker, spiritual success coach, and producer of the movie Breakthrough that you will love right out of your mind. Every year during the Easter season, and this being Holy Week, I love sharing with you a conversation that I had years ago. In fact, it was early on when Bill Martinez Live came about. I was basically in retirement, been away from the microphone some 30 years, and, you know, went back on a Christian station in Los Angeles. A dear friend of mine was dealing with inoperable pancreatic cancer. He asked that I if I could cover him while he was in recovery, and I did his show, and so here we are, 11 years later, nationally syndicated in over 300 markets across this country. It's been such a blessing. But early on, one of the conversations that I was able to enjoy was, from one of my faith heroes, Dr. Tony Campolo, and his story about It's Friday and Sunday's Coming is so powerful in it, and one that we like to revisit every Holy Week and every year in remembrance of this, because we look back in our rearview mirror in so many ways, not only for Bill Martinez Live, but certainly for the incredible gospel message and what Holy Week culminates in. And that is an empty grave. And whatever you may be facing today that you think that it's Friday and all hope is lost, I want you to be encouraged that not only was it Friday for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Sunday came because that's the way God planned it. And for your life, you may be dealing with an impossible Friday yourself at this very moment. But I want you to be encouraged that Sunday is coming. And just like in the movie Breakthrough, it may not be the Sunday that you're thinking about, but this is where we have to turn it over to God and understand that it's His will to be done, not ours. Here's Dr. Tony Campolo right now.
I belong to an African-American church because living in West Philadelphia, as I have over the years, my church lost all of its members as the community changed racially. Black people moved in and the white people moved out. And when the church was about to close, my father said, well, we've got to find another church. And the nearest Baptist church, because we're Baptists, was African American. So we went there, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. And old Dr. Hugard would have us do this preach-off once a year. And white people don't even know what they are. You get about six, seven preachers and you preach back to back. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you know how you're doing in my church. One time I was preaching in my church and nothing much was happening. I knew I was dying on my feet, and some lady on the last row yelled, "Help him, Jesus! Help him, Jesus!" And I knew my sermon wasn't going over well. Likewise in my church, when you're really pumping on all cylinders, the deacons sit right up front, right underneath the pulpit. And every time you say something good, the deacons yell, "Preach, brother! Preach, preach!" You know, I would do great if I just could take my deacons with me anywhere, because they encourage you beyond words when you're preaching.
Yeah.
And the women in my church, they put one hand in the air and they go, "Well," that's all they do, "Well." You get 67 women going, "Well," every time you say something good.
Yeah.
Your hormones bubble.
Well, that can move something.
That's right. And the men in my church, when you're really delivering the word, or as they say, have gotten down, they'll stand up and yell, "Keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep going." They'll stand up and point at you and yell at the... I don't get that from white people.
Yeah.
White people look at their watches and say, "Stop, stop." But in my church, it goes the other way. Well, we were having our preach-off. There were seven of us preaching back-to-back, and it was my turn.
Wow.
And I don't want to brag, but I was good. And the people were yelling, "Well," and "Preach," and "Keep going," and I feed on that.
Mm-hmm.
The more they did it, the better I got. The better I got, the more they did it. I want to tell you, I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. When I finished, that place exploded. There was cheering and clapping. I sat down. My pastor hit my knee. He said, "You did all right. You did all right." I said, "Pastor Ergert, you're next. Are you going to be able to top that?"
How do you follow that up?
Yeah, he said, "Son, sit back, because the old man is going to do you in." I didn't think anybody could do it that day.
Yeah.
That sucker got up, and
he did me in with one line over and over again. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Doesn't sound like much, but you weren't there. He started off nice and soft. It was Friday, and the Satan seemed to be in control. Jesus was dead on the cross, but that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Friday. Friday, people are saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You can't change things in this world, but they don't know. It's only Friday, he yelled. Sunday's coming, and people are going, please, keep going. And Friday. Friday, they're saying darkness is everywhere, and hopelessness and despair is ruling the world. But I'm here to give you the good news. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming, and people are cheering like mad by this time. He went on and on. Friday, Sunday's coming. Friday, Sunday's coming. He got to the end of that sermon, and he just yelled at the top of his lungs, Friday! Without hesitation, that whole congregation yelled back, Sunday's coming! And that's the good news. As much as there is despair in the air, as much as it seems as though we're losing ground to the forces of darkness, I've got good news. And it's the good news of my pastor. It may look like everything's lost, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. We've got a God who can turn things around.
Amen. Whether we're talking about the cathedral at Notre Dame, the attacks on our Christian beliefs and Christianity, the rewrite of history, what some would want to believe that there are more secularists than people of faith. They talk about the nuns, you know, not nuns like Catholic nuns, but the non-believers of religion. And, again, I remind you that Jesus himself was non-religious. That's what he attacked. He came after those people that put religion as an organization above honoring God. And we're grateful every year for Tony Campolo and the reminder that whatever Friday that you may be facing, tomorrow again, as tomorrow is Good Friday and a holy day that culminates with the resurrection and the reality that the tomb was empty then, it remains empty. And that we serve a God of second chances, a God of rebirth, a God to celebrate. And I wish you a very happy, in all that that means, a happy Easter season. Also, I do want to let you in on an early gift because you know that we're givers, right? Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. That's the email you need to know. If you would like a pair of tickets to Breakthrough, Devon Franklin has given us a bunch of tickets to give away. And also a copy of the book by Jason Noble that he's written that inspired the movie Breakthrough. It's going to be a package, so you get a pair of tickets and the book. Send me an email. We're going to put you in the hopper. You know how that works. We pull out your name. Your name comes out, and hey, you get to enjoy the movie and a book free of charge.
Chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
now playing. Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boy, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
With our pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, there they go. Lights, camera, action. Hey, we're going to Hollywood. We're going live to hear the movie guy, Steve Evans. Stay with us.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. Steve Evans from Hollywood here. Shazam! Number one in the new entries, Little and Hellboy, weren't able to break through. Shazam still got a pretty good hold, 24 million plus?
Well, 24 and a half million. Yes, Shazam, yeah. Number one. Little was number two. Hellboy not doing quite what they wanted. Basically a movie that didn't quite work. 12 million. Pet Sematary number four, and Dumbo rounding out the top five. I didn't have a chance to see anything last week. As a matter of fact, I was out in Kansas City seeing my daughter.
Well, good.
See all of Kansas City, but I ran across something really interesting. That's where Walt Disney is from. He moved there when he was about 9 years old, and it's where he started his first studio called Laugh-O-Gram. And the building is still there. It's run down. It's a bad part of town. It's about to fall down. But we went to see where the Disney...
What is going on with all the money they made even from Captain Marvel and Dumbo? Maybe they put a couple shekels there in Kansas City and rebuild the place.
Well, there's something going on. They're trying to get something off the ground to restore the place. And his original childhood home is there, too. But I was looking at it. He started this studio when he was about 1920, I guess. And he released a couple of shorts, and they did cartoons for the local movie houses, and the thing went broke. They went broke in 1923, and I'm looking at the building thinking, this is where it all started. And next weekend, the Disney Company is going to be releasing what some people think will be the biggest movie of all time, Avengers Endgame. And I thought, wow, what a story.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Well, to think that it's gone, but again, this is... the American dream, what Walt Disney lived, he and his brother and, the family and all the Imagineers of Disney that he brought together and the canvases that he offered to creative people in you know, Disney and all that it has produced. I mean, it's just so incredible. But this is, you know, to me, something to celebrate just for the sheer American dream and the potential of what it represents. And beyond the potentials, the reality. I mean, because here you've got the ensuing generations that have taken the ideas and the principles of Walt Disney and brought us what Disney has become in the 21st century of America.
Show biz behemoth these days. I mean, it is.
Yes.
And
wow.
Check it out.
And then how many other people have followed the lead of what Walt Disney created? I mean, this whole industry.
It's an amazing tale. And you can check out the studio, see what it looks like. Just do a search for Laugh-O-Gram. That was the name of the original studio. So anyway, we'll be talking a lot about Avengers Endgame, of course, next week. It is going to be huge, but this could be known as the weekend before Avengers Endgame. Mm. This could be called the weekend maybe of La Llorona. That's opening up this weekend.
Yes.
30% recommending this one. In its 1970s Los Angeles, La Llorona is stalking the night and the children. Ignoring the eerie warning of a troubled mother suspected of child endangerment, a social worker and her own small kids are soon drawn into a frightening supernatural realm. Their only hope to survive La Llorona's deadly wrath may be a disillusioned priest, and the mysticism he practices to keep evil at bay on the fringes where fear and faith collide. 30% recommending, one critic saying, well, there's no real sense of dread or impending doom. Instead, it's just like one jolt after another. It's like having somebody jump out at you every 5 minutes and just about as much fun. However, if your idea of fun is to have somebody jump out at you every 5 minutes, this could be the movie for you, La Llorona, opening up this weekend.
You see, when I grew up, it was, you know, the two L's make a Y, so La Llorona, and so when I heard people referring to it, I was going, okay, I have not looked into this much, so this goes back to, you know, it's kind of like in the Hispanic world, this is the female boogeyman version, okay?
Yeah. Maybe I'm mispronouncing it. Is it La?
Well, no. La, yeah, because I know Hispanics are going to, yeah, when you, it's like saying tortilla, you know, you don't say tortilla, you know.
Okay. But, yeah, well, there you go. All right.
A little bit
whatever
there.
It is. Okay. It's out this weekend.
Oh, I only had to say something because they're going to go, hey, well, what's going on with you, man? Here you are, the Hispanic, and you're anglicizing La. I'll catch all kinds of what have you for that, you know. So.
Good to know. Mike.
Hey, good to know. Inquiring people want to know. Are we going to talk penguins now?
Well, we're going to talk about Disney Nature. Yeah, they're releasing this movie.
Okay.
Nobody really does these movies like Disney. This is not an animated film. They actually went up to the Antarctic and filmed the actual birds, and they cut it all together, you know, to add a narrative. This is called Penguins, and it's rated G, one for the entire family, getting great reviews, 89% recommending. And this is a coming-of-age story about a penguin named Steve who joins millions of fellow males in the icy Antarctic in the spring on a quest to build a suitable nest, find a life partner, and start a family. None of it comes easy for him, especially considering that he's targeted by everything from killer whales to leopard seals who unapologetically threaten his happily ever after. 89% recommending Penguins. Out there this weekend.
And how do they do this, Steve? Oh, I mean, it is amazing. I mean, this is, you know, they're out there just capturing footage, and the way, you know, the editors put this together is just brilliant. It's so entertaining, right?
A lot of time. I mean, I think that just takes a lot.
I guess you got to be patient, right?
You have to be patient. You have to be willing to spend a lot of time out there, you know, with not a whole lot going on, filming penguins. And then, like you say, they get back to the production studio, and they cut it all together and make it into a movie. I don't think it's that exciting actually to film all this, but you're out there stuck in the middle of nowhere. But it the end result is definitely worth it. We have a movie called Breakthrough. Now, you were talking about this last weekend, right?
Exactly. In fact, we just had Devon Franklin on this week, which is going, you know, La Llorona is the big, you know, the big talk. And, you know, here we are, Holy Week. And, you know, for some, you know, it's they're looking at this as being Horror Week. But Breakthrough, yes, a faith-based movie that is just so powerful. And by the way, just real quick sidebar, I've got a pair of tickets and the book Breakthrough to give away. And in order to participate in it, because the only way we can do it to make it fair is have everybody send in an email. Just send it to Bill, BillMartinezLive.com. And then we'll put it in the hoppa. We pull it out of the hoppa, and hopefully you're a winner, 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 chicken dinner. And you get to see the movie Breakthrough absolutely free with our compliments. And you can thank Devon Franklin and company for that. So we're looking forward to it. So, you know, send me an email, and we'll get you in there, and we'll pull your name out, and you get to enjoy the movie absolutely with our compliments.
Well, great. That's good news.
Yeah,
it's getting good reviews. 63%
yes.
are recommending this.
Oh, and Steve, this is a powerful movie. Yeah.
Which, by the way, is Disney now. Back to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Here's what it's about. This is based on the true story of one mother's unfaltering love in the face of impossible odds, Joyce Smith, and her adopted son, John. John falls through an icy Missouri lake, and all hope seems to be lost. But John, as John lies lifeless, Joyce refuses to give up. Her steadfast belief inspires those around her to continue to pray for John's recovery, even in the face of every case history and scientific prediction. From the producer, John Devon Franklin, I guess she's Devon Franklin?
Devon Franklin,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, who did Miracles from Heaven. And you've seen the movie, right?
Yes, I did. And Chrissy Metz, she is phenomenal. I mean, it's a great cast. They've done an outstanding job. Even I interviewed the real John Smith. Totally healthy. You would not even know that he was clinically dead, you know, for an extended period of time. And amazing, the recovery. The kid is a walking miracle. He's a senior in high school right now.
Before? Has this ever happened? You know, that just seems
Well, not like this, certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been near-death experiences, you know, that have happened, but he was clinically dead. And what you see in the movie, and I asked Devon, I go, was this, did you take some literary license with this? He goes, Bill, no. He says, we were true to the story. We made sure we were true to the story. He was clinically dead, and his mother goes in, and just her faith would not allow her to think that her son was gone, and she screams out to God and to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would come and save her son and bring life back into his body. And just like that, all of a sudden there's a pulse where there was no pulse.
Wow.
And the doctors were totally bewildered, and the only explanation that they could give, even to this day, is that this is an absolute miracle. And I think leading into this Holy Week and coming to Easter, this is the perfect movie for the season, Breakthrough.
Mm, wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Red Joan is also out this weekend. Now, this looks like a very interesting story, but it's not getting great reviews. 31% are recommending. This is based on a real-life spy story. And the real-life spy is Melita Norwood. In the movie, it's Joan Stanley. It's got a great cast here. We have Judy Dench playing this woman, and this starts in a picturesque village in England. This woman, played by Judy Dench, is living this contented retirement, and then suddenly her tranquil existence is shattered as she's shockingly arrested by MI5. Joan has been hiding an incredible past. She's one of the most influential spies in living history. And then they cut to Cambridge University in the 1930s, and this young Joan falls in love with a Russian communist, and then later on goes to work at a top-secret nuclear research facility and begins passing secrets to the Russians. Only 31% recommending, but it looks like a much better movie than that. You might want to check out Red Joan this weekend.
Well, plenty to check out at the Cineplex. And again, my encouragement, see Breakthrough. Your family will be blessed. It is a powerful movie, and you will feel good and encouraged all the more from enjoying that one. That's on my recommended list. Number one with a bullet, we might say, from our old disc jockey days. Huh, Steve-O?
Right. That's it.
Why not? Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Thank you, Steve-O. Appreciate it. We'll see you in the movies.
Have a great weekend.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. felt. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid?